This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
In this episode of the Live Feed, we visit with an indie rock group from Minneapolis. This five-piece band hit the scene in 2014 and recently performed in Winona. Tonight, members of the group share with us what their name means, their creative process, and more. Keep listening as we bring you part of their performance from downtown Winona. My name is Abdu, your host for The Live Feed. Hello, my name is Abdu. I'm here with Faba at Ed's. Please go ahead and introduce yourselves and your role in the band.
Sure. I'm Murphy Jansen, and I play drums.
And my name is Andrew Seitz. I play keys.
My name is Jeff Lay, and I play guitar.
My name is Charlie Bruber. I play bass.
My name is Cecilia Erholtz, and I sing and play guitar.
Okay. Is there like a specific person who do the writing, or?
I think we all, who writes, right? So we all kind of team up together. Most of our songs get written in our practice space that we have right now when all five of us are there. One person will usually bring like a seed, I guess, of a song or, you know, a fleshed out idea in a way. And then we all kind of just team up and
mold it.
Yeah.
Add all of our.
Yeah, put our own voices onto the voice that was the first seed. And, yeah, it's a great way of doing it.
Yeah, and then those seeds eventually become flowers, you know, hopefully, over time.
Bouquets.
Or a bouquet. Yeah.
And to follow along with the seed and flower metaphor, then our garden is there with all these little sort of flowering objects, and we tend to them. And so there's always an initial seed planted, whether it be a large-scale idea or a small sort of emotional sort of phrase, and we follow through together, and we all put our hearts and minds into the arranging process and the chord structure, the all of it, really. Yeah, write together. Garden together.
We garden together. It's a collective thing.
So, okay. What do you enjoy the most about performing?
When I can let go and not think about the fact that I'm playing in front of people and be able to really connect with the sound around me, and when it's made by people that I really care about, and that kind of energy fuses. I don't know, it's personally my favorite thing to feel. Creating music live, speaking live on your instrument with other people and making this kind of moving train, right, that kind of pushes through the whole set, and it's just a real joy to get through that together and obviously have the emotional reaction from the audience as well at times, I'd say.
It's really, for me, just connecting with the audience and sharing something that you're really excited about on stage and then seeing their reactions and bringing love to the room. And yeah.
I love looking around at the people that I'm playing with and knowing that we're all having the same sort of experience together that we can't get any other way besides just getting up together or in a room together and making noises and feelings and expressing ourselves, you know, and looking over and seeing smiles, and it's just a great feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. And the experience of making music, it is in kind of a poetic way, it's like life itself, like, you know, things happen and time only moves one way. So, like, if something goes differently than you planned, you know, it amazes me the way that music connects with just life in general and the experiences associated.
Yeah. You guys all gave really good answers. I think we work really hard when we are alone and in like our rehearsal space and we're, you know, working on all these songs and we can stop and start and analyze things a whole lot. And it's just to be able to then take those songs that we molded over and over and over and finally just play them from front to back for people that can then experience the whole song too is like a special thing. I mean, we play, you know, through songs and stuff in our rehearsal space, but like Cecilia was saying, you just kind of finally let the song speak for itself and you just do the whole thing and whatever comes and you just keep moving on. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks you guys for coming. We're Taba.
Hey, let's give it up for Ruben. Ruben was killing it tonight.
Are you driving? Driving every night. Since you're taking pills, keep you up till morning light. Say you're brave. Maybe I am too.
I'm Abdu and you're listening to The Live Feed. We now head back to my interview with a five-piece band from Minneapolis, Tauba.
Right. So Tauba is a foreign name, right? Isn't it? So
Yeah. Who? A couple foreign words. Taba is the way we spell it, and the way we use it is a Malay word, spelled like how we spell it in our name. But then Taba is also a word in Urdu and Hindi, which means destruction or kind of ruin in a way. And the Malay version means perseverance. So we kind of fell upon that duality and really kind of associated it with the band itself. And we're kind of taking that and running with it, the idea that one thing can be two different things at the same time is really an interesting concept, I think, to us all. So,
yeah.
That's a good idea. I nailed it.
How often are you playing concerts?
In the last year, we played about 80 shows. And this year, we already have started out playing two a weekend this month. And we're going to continue on. In March, we're going to do a tour for this upcoming album that we're going to release, and we're going to go all the way down to the South Texas area and then across the South, hopefully to Georgia, and then back up through Nashville, Tennessee, and then back up. But, yeah, last year we played a lot of shows in Minnesota and surrounding states, and it's been really great playing a lot.
For you, so how do you feel as being like the only feminine in the band?
Well, that's funny you say that. I don't know if I feel any different with these men. They're my best friends and my tribe unit, and I find maybe I communicate differently at times, and that maybe I don't know if I bring a softer element to the band. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. I don't. Gender is a funny thing. I definitely associate as female, but I've obviously only had to really think about that because I've been confronted by a lot of male men. So yeah, I guess it's funny. Your initial question was, how does it feel to be a female in this band? Feels comfortable. In the music world, I don't know if I feel unique about it. I feel thankful that they're down to hang and write music and express together. But more often than not, I don't know if people see me as fronting Taba until they... I mean, I don't really know how to say that. Maybe that's what's uncomfortable or unique about it. So these guys understand that I play music. I don't know if other people do until I'm doing it, kind of thing. Like, maybe I sell t-shirts or something.
Have you ever had any hard moments on the stage? And if yes, how did you, like, handle it? Or?
I think Jeff and Andrew can answer this maybe better. Last night we played a show at the Root Note in La Crosse, and yesterday was a crazy day all over, being Friday the 13th. We ran into some car trouble. We almost ran out of gas on the highway. And we get to the Root Note, which we love to play, and there were some other complications that maybe I'll let the people explain that it happened to.
Yeah, well, I mean, my keys kept shorting out and the power would shut off in the middle of a song, and so I would just kind of stop for a little bit and then it would repower and I would join back in, and that just kind of persisted the entire evening. And Jeff's, I just persevered through it, Taba style. and I mean,
yeah, I also had the same type of thing happen to me where, I mean, at soundcheck, my guitar was working fine and everything, and then we started our first song, and it just would cut out, and then come back, and then cut out. So then I eventually just unplugged from my pedal board that I have and went directly into my amp, which thankfully worked, and it wasn't my amp that was being weird. It was something with my other electronical equipment. And so, yeah, it's always technical, electrical problems that just happen and on stage.
Like Andrew said before about a live show kind of being a symbol for life, those are the types of things that you just have to be poised to go through when they happen. And that's been the, yeah, roll with the punches. But it's been, you know, the long struggle of learning how to be poised when something like that happens over time, playing with other people, playing in other groups. And then I feel like, yeah, this has been, we've had a lot of things happen in this group, but we've always been able to go through each one. And it's, each one makes us grow more, so.
So, where can everyone listening right now find your songs?
We've got a couple ways that you can hear tunes that we've put out. We've got a website. It's www.tabahmpls.com. Our EP that we put out in 2015, Time Will Come, is on there. You can buy it electronically. You can order a hard copy, or you can just listen on the website. We also have a bunch of videos up there and on our YouTube channel as well. Spotify, we're certified and on there. The EP's on there. And on Tidal, yeah, any of the streaming services really we're on, go to Spotify and follow us there. We're looking to get certified on Spotify and maybe like log some playlists in while we're on the road in March. So, but we got to get to 250 first.
And this new album will then pop into your emails if you follow us. And when it comes out on March 17th, it'll be right there in your Gmail or your Outlook or whatever, you know?
Right. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thanks, man.
This is only our second time in Winona, but we're happy to be here. So
very happy.
Drink up.
Boxed in like major gravity. It's not okay if that's
It's a quick time. We say hello to our bird wrapped up in a humble pie. Comes to make a battle for free. Coming out, looking out, looking over to the left where I keep on chasing things I forget. Yeah, it's not okay, you and all your glory, to keep on spitting man. Ancient story, who are we fooling? Acting and tooling, clutter and middle. Things are permissible inside wasted time. Oh, what is yours and mine? It's not alright. And it's a strange life, growing longer every day, all in a short. Brightness of the day, and it's a quick time to we say hello to our grip wrapped up in a humble pie. That I'm gonna make a battle of every day, day, day. And it's a strange life, growing longer every day, all in short while. Up in a hollow pie, that will make a battle. Every day I wait a little bit longer.
Thanks, guys. That song's called Curtain Call.
till the morning is never there. Wasn't looking at making favors, but it's a desperate now and then.
Thanks again to the members of Tabba for visiting with us and sharing their music on the live feed. More information on the band can be found at www.tabbamplus.com. That's Tabba spelled T-A-B-A-H. The group can also be found on Facebook by searching Tabba Official. I am Abdul and you have been listening to the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.